Thanks so much for joining us as we continue to look at the names of God. Luke 1, 34 and 35, and Mary said to the angel, "How will this be since I'm a virgin?" And the angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you, and therefore the child to be born to you will be called Holy, the Son of God." Mary was frightened and confused. The angel Gabriel had suddenly appeared, telling her she was going to have a child. Mary asked the obvious question, "How in the world will this come about since I'm a virgin?" In Gabriel's amazing and mysterious answer, he explained that the entire Trinity would be involved in this miraculous birth. The Holy Spirit would bring about the physical conception. She would give birth to the Son of God, and the power of the Most High would overshadow and oversee the entire process. Most High is the translation of the Hebrew name El Elyon. We saw that yesterday. The name for God means highest or exalted one. And throughout the Old Testament, the name describes God's sovereignty, that he is supreme over all. Now, El Elyon comes to the New Testament, ordaining the miracle of the virgin birth, the hinge of our faith. El Elyon, the exalted one, came to a young girl in a small town in the backwoods of Galilee. And through the power of El Elyon, the Son of God, our Savior, came to be. The Most High God came low. Sovereign God stooped down. The God of the Old Testament came to the New Testament and performed the miracle that would change the course of eternity. The Son of God became flesh and lived on our planet. In Jesus, we saw what God looked like and how much he loves us. We saw how much he loves us all the way to the cross. Father, you are an amazing God and all-powerful yet humble, eternal yet working in time, the Most High, willing to stoop down. Thank you for being El Elyon, sending Jesus into the human race and making the way for us to live with you forever. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.